petals. Close your eyes. Imagine that you are looking at a flower. Any kind of flower, one that you like. You are a petal. The person near you is another petal, and so on. There is a field full of flowers, full of petals in harmony with each other. So many flowers, the rose, the daisy, the peony, the fuchsia, all kinds of different flowers with many different petals, and all of them need earth, air and water to survive. But above all, they need the energy that is within and all around them. This is the image I want you to have, because you too are a petal. You are a pinpoint of light in a universe of light, and this universe looks after you. If the petal had problems, if it begins to think, am I straight? Am I crooked? Will I get some water? Will the wind be too strong? Then it would sicken and wither and die. The petal is beautiful because it is aware of being part of a flower, part of a whole, and the whole will take care of it. You must always remember this. I am not a single entity. I am not something disconnected from a whole. I am the whole, part of the whole. I use the frequencies of the whole. And the whole also needs me to be whole, so it will take care of me. Here, our thoughts now become lighter. Now we are no longer alone, but part of a whole. Just as the petal is part of a flower, part of a field of flowers, part of a compassionate universe. My task is to leave fear behind me, to surrender, undulating with the wind. I can't dominate the petal beside me or override it. Neither can I argue with it, because I am a petal like all the others. But there is a whole that unites us and looks after us. I am part of the harmony of the universe. I must feel carefree, because I am conscious that all my needs will be satisfied. Every morning, you must think in this way. Sort out your priorities. Don't begin to worry as soon as you open your eyes. And in the evening, be serene and happy. Be proud of yourselves for what you have done during the day, whether it was good or not so good, because even the not so good can enrich you as an experience. Accept it anyway and promise to do better. But don't feel guilty. It is the experience that counts. If the petal falls, it is because it has come to the end of its cycle, or because the wind has been too strong. But the petal, fallen to the ground, doesn't feel guilty. That's how it is, a necessary experience, just like you have required experiences that life offers you. Analyze them with love, not with fear or guilt. You must keep a feeling of harmony within you. Each one of you are petals, a daisy, a rose, or a tulip. But remember that above all there must be harmony and love. Love yourselves. Love yourselves. Accept yourselves for what you are. This way you can't be in error. Maybe other people want you to be different. It is up to you to accept yourselves Love yourselves and then other people will love and accept you. Peace is an achievement. It is within you, and you must never forget it. When the desire to make war rises within you, to be argumentative, to be unfair, remember that you are hurting yourselves, because in war there is always a loser. There are no winners or losers. In war we are all losers. Let love be in your thoughts and your actions and how you approach other people. Behavior like this is strength, not weakness, because the most powerful force in the universe is love. It is love that protects and helps you and drives you to do what is right for you and therefore protects you. And you must cultivate love for yourselves and not allow anyone to trample on it. Observe the field in flower. The earth is no longer inhabited by human beings at war, but it is all a field of flowers. The earth is simmering with excitement for spring. The earth wants to be loved. Place a petal within you and never forget it. You are that petal. If you have some withered branches, put them in the center of a circle. They are dry and can be easily burnt. To hold on to them is useless. Useless to keep them as irritating thoughts. Burn them now, and your life will become more carefree. The fire is burning, and nothing will be left. Don't follow the smoke. Let it go wherever it wants to. Move away. Don't turn around. What was withered has gone. Now, open your eyes and smile.